live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy is calling on the Minister for Agriculture to resume talks with farming organisations in a bid to resolve the ongoing dispute over beef prices. The Donegal founder of the road safety organisation Park has welcomed an apparent U-turn from the Road Safety Authority regarding multiple learner permits. Police are urging the public to be on the lookout for a Strabane man missing from his home in the town since Tuesday. And due to the expected levels of rainfall today and over the weekend, Donegal County Council has put prior warnings in place for four beaches for 5 days. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the Taoiseach has stressed the need for Britain to forward viable alternatives to the backstop to Michel Barnier as quickly as possible. Simon Coveney met with the UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab in Helsinki earlier. The pair held discussions for 45 minutes, with the Taoiseach reiterating the government's position that the Brexit withdrawal agreement is not up for renegotiation. Speaking earlier, Minister Coveney said it is not clear how the UK plans to reassure EU negotiators about the border post-Brexit.
We're in a difficult place now, because essentially what the British government is saying at the moment to the EU is that they want to do away with the backstop, but they're not saying what they're going to replace it with, or how they're going to fulfil the commitments that they have made to Ireland and the EU, that they're going to protect the Good Friday Agreement and that they're going to prevent border infrastructure on the island of Ireland.
Meanwhile, Boris Johnson says opposition MPs are harming the UK's chances of getting a good Brexit deal. The British Prime Minister says if Brussels thinks Britain's departure from the EU can be stopped, the government's negotiating hand will be weakened. But he faces three challenges in the courts from politicians and campaigners who think he's trying to force through a no-deal withdrawal. Joanna Sherry from the SNP is behind Action in Edinburgh.
My message to the Prime Minister is tell the truth. Have the courage of your convictions. Swear on oath the reasons for your prorogation. Tell the court the truth.
A Donegal deputy is calling on the Minister for Agriculture to resume talks with farming organisations in a bid to resolve the ongoing dispute over beef prices. The chair of the Oireachtas Agriculture Committee says they are considering the possibility of meeting next Wednesday to discuss the ongoing beef dispute. Members have been asked to submit their proposals for addressing the issues by close of business today. Deputy Charlie McConlogue says confidence in positive talks among farmers is low. He's calling on Minister Michael Cree to step in and believes retailers too need to be part of the talks.
It's essential that the talks are resumed, and the key to that is the Minister for Agriculture showing leadership, because despite him saying that failure wasn't an option in the first set of talks, it is clear that that they failed and that there wasn't any substantial outcome to it for farmers. And key to that, I believe, as well, is the fact that in relation to market requirements, such as the 30-month rule, the four movement rule, and the what is now 60-day residency prior to slaughter, there wasn't transparency at those talks around those issues, or an outcome which properly dealt with the rationale behind them. And farming organisations' confidence in relation to any future talks are at a real low. Some are indicating a willingness to go into talks. Others are saying that they don't see the point in it. And therefore, it's key that Minister Creed actually meets with the farming organisations to agree an agenda for talks to resume. And also critical to that as well, to ensure that this time around, retailers are part of that talks process. But what we have seen over the last number of days, with continued protests outside some factories and with a sense of drift and a sense of increasing crisis, in that we need to see the Minister show leadership. And for him to say that he's available if he's needed is simply not good enough. He needs to show the way and bring farming organisations together and actually ensure the talks get back up and running, and ensure that coming out of that we see transparency brought to the beef sector, and also support brought to farmers to actually address the very significant losses which they've been incurring.
Elsewhere, a beef farmer who was facing time in jail for blockading a meat processing plant has agreed to comply with a High Court order. Seamus Delahunty from Kilkenny says he'll follow the terms of an earlier injunction not to disrupt operations at any Don Meats plant. Meanwhile, five farmers have also agreed to comply with an injunction stopping blockades at Slaney Foods in County Wexford. They'll still be able to hold peaceful protests outside processing sites. IFA President Joe Healy is glad no farmers are facing imprisonment, but says the reasons for the protests haven't gone away.
None of us wants to see farmers going to jail. None of us wants to see extra stress put on farmers. There's enough stress when it comes to the low farm incomes. And that's where the problem lies. It's the low farm incomes. It's the below cost of production prices that farmers are getting.
The Donegal founder of the road safety organisation Park has welcomed an apparent U-turn from the Road Safety Authority regarding multiple learner permits. Earlier this week on the 9 to noon show, RSA CEO Maura Murdoch said they were not considering making it mandatory to take a test before a second learner permit would be issued. However, last night she indicated that is now their intention. Susan Gray believes this was prompted by media interest.
They are now sending another recommendation to the Minister for Transport for him to consider making it mandatory for a learner driver to actually sit the driving test before the RSA would issue a subsequent learner permit.
That's the very same question I asked her the day before, and she said it wasn't even on the radar.
Yes. We did a press release on Tuesday. We were calling on them to honour their pledge of made in 2013, whereby they said that they would make it mandatory and they would do it by the first quarter of 2014, 5 years later, and we're still waiting on them to honour that pledge. So we have no doubt that it's the powers of media that are, for want of a better word, encouraging the powers that be to do what they say they're going to do. We would believe that they've put that proposal to the Transport Minister way back in 2014 or 15, and for some reason it was never acted upon. So we would urge the media to keep a close watch on developments on this.
Police are urging the public to be on the lookout for a Strabane man missing from his home in the town since Tuesday. Shane Kelly is described as 5'7" in height, tall and clean shaven, and was last seen wearing a black leather jacket and dark clothing. Police say he left his home on foot without his mobile phone and has not been in contact with friends or family, who have indicated that this is a longer period than he has been out of contact with them before. It's believed Shane is known to go out drinking in both the Oma and Foyle areas. The Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport is preparing a new regional airports programme for the period 2020 to 2024. The regional airports programme has now gone out to public consultation with a closing date for submissions at close of business on Monday, September the 30th. Niall Colbert has more.
The current Regional Airports Programme 2015 to 2019, which will expire at the end of this year, provides Exchequer support to four regional airports: Donegal, Kerry, Ireland West Airport Knock and Waterford, and is administered by the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport. In addition, the Regional Airports Programme also provides for a PSO Air Services Scheme. There are currently two routes supported under the scheme: Donegal Dublin and Kerry Dublin. The associated contract for these services expires in 2022, 2 years into the new regional airports programme. Support for the Dublin-Donegal route cost the state almost €14.8 million from February 2015 to January 2019, while over €1 million in capital grants was paid to Donegal Airport during the same period. The department says submissions received will contribute to the consideration of appropriate and cost-effective support measures for the country's regional airports.
Up to 40 millimetres of rain has fallen so far today in some parts of the country, with more expected overnight. A yellow rainfall warning is in place for Clare, Kerry, Donegal and all of Connacht until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Liz Walsh, forecaster with Met Eireann, explains what's in store.
We've had a lot of rain so far in some parts of Clare and in Galway as well. It totals in excess of 30 to 40 millimetres in some parts of those counties. Now, there is more rain to come as we go through tonight, and there'll be another pulse of very heavy rain, around later on this evening and early tonight in those western coastal counties.
In response to the high levels of rainfall expected over the weekend, Donegal County Council has put prior warnings in place at four beaches for 5 days. The council says there is an increased risk of high E. coli levels, as Carlin Orr now reports.
The beaches are Lisfannan, Ladies Bay, Bundoran and Fintra. Given the risk of heavy rain causing stormwater to run off fields and houses into rivers which flow into bathing waters, the council says there is a risk of higher than normal E. coli levels in the water. To reduce the risk of illness, the council says beach users should avoid swallowing or splashing water, wash their hands before handling food, avoid swimming with an open cut or wound, and avoid swimming if they are pregnant or have a weakened immune system. The council is stressing higher levels of bacteria are usually short-lived, and most bathers are unlikely to experience any illness.
Two teenagers have been beaten in a paramilitary-style attack in Derry. A 17-year-old boy was treated in hospital for injuries to his legs after being attacked in the Enniscorn Road area of the city with a crowbar. Police say a group of masked men attacked the victim in a field at around 11 o'clock last night. A 16-year-old boy was also treated for injuries to his legs following the attack. The PSNI say the boy's injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The hospital roundabout in Letterkenny is to close for 3 nights in the middle of next month to facilitate sewer works. Laura Donnelly has more details.
It's proposed to close hospital roundabout nightly from 7pm to 7am on Monday 16th, Tuesday 17th and Wednesday 18th of September to facilitate the installation of a new sewer. Donegal County Council says this will effectively close De Valera Road and High Road from the town centre, Kilmacrennan Road from the mountaintop and Circular Road from Glencar. Diversions will be in place with traffic being diverted via the N56, Windy Hall, Ballyrain, Business Park Road, Glencar Road and New Line Road, depending on the direction of travel. The formal notice has been published today. People have until 4pm next Wednesday to submit objections to the Roads Office at County House in Lifford.
Two newborn puppies abandoned in a cardboard box in County Longford have been transferred to the Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre. The puppies were discovered along with their four siblings when they were just 2 or 3 days old. All six were rushed to a nearby vet and were later transported to the National Animal Centre. Since their rescue, the pups have had to be hand-fed by volunteers. Denise McCausland is Centre Manager at the ISPCA Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre.
They were discovered as only a matter of days old now. That was a number of weeks ago now, so they're 9 weeks old now. So they're pretty much, they've gone through rehabilitation, bottle feeding, hand rearing from days old, which is rather time consuming and it takes a lot of effort, I'm afraid.
And indeed, thankfully in this case, the puppies were discovered and they are in good health at the minute. But there are many people out there that would abandon them and unfortunately it wouldn't have the same outcome.
Yeah, exactly. These puppies in particular were extremely lucky because they were only a few days old. And the thing about it is, in relation to, same as any young animal, if they don't get to be fed within a matter of hours, they won't survive. They become dehydrated, their bodies will fail. They were found in time, just in the nick of time, and they recovered and they recuperated well, thankfully.
And ultimately, you'll be looking now to rehome these puppies?
That's correct. So the puppies are up for adoption now and they're up on the ISPCA website. The two that are in Donegal and the other four who are currently in the care of the National Animal Centre in Longford, they're all up on the website ready for adoption.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with the SSE Electricity League. Well, due to weather conditions, tonight's Finn Harps against St Pat's match has been cancelled. It'll now take place next Friday the 6th at 8 o'clock. All tickets purchased for tonight's game will be valid for that night. Other events planned for tonight's match to mark the 50th anniversary of the club, namely the attendance of former players, managers and the attendance of academy teams and club teams will also take place at next Friday's match. Elsewhere tonight, Derry City make the journey to the RSC to play Waterford. Derry will be without the injured Greg Sloggett and Kieran Harkin, who is suspended. Kickoff tonight is 7:45. Meanwhile, the Dublin Derby meeting of Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians Saints as the pick of tonight's games in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Rovers are seeking a first win over their old foes since May of 2017. Elsewhere, leaders Dundalk, they're away to UCD. And Neil Fenn takes charge of Cork City for the first time, with Sligo visiting Turner's Cross. And Shelburne, they could secure promotion back to the Premier Division for the first time since 2013 tonight. A win for the First Division leaders at home to Bray will secure their promotion once Drogheda fail to win at Athlone. Meanwhile, tonight's meeting of Galway United and Limerick has also fallen victim to the weather, with a waterlogged pitch at Eamon Deasy Park. In the Irish League tonight, there's two games down for decision. Carrick Rangers, they play Ballymena United, and Glenavon, they play Coleraine. There's also action in the Anishowen Football League, weather permitting, of course. There's action in the Clubman Shirts League Cup and the Charlie O'Donnell Cup. Well, cross-channel clubs have learnt who they'll face in the Europa League group stages. William Essler reports.
Manchester United face a 6,000-mile trip to Kazakhstan to play Astana. Partizan Belgrade and AZ Alkmaar are also in their group. Arsenal have been drawn with Eintracht Frankfurt, Standard Liège and Victoria. Wolves take on Besiktas, Braga and Slovan Bratislava. Celtic face tricky ties against Lazio, Rennes and Cluj. Rangers have been drawn alongside Porto, Young Boys and Feyenoord.
There's one game in the Championship cross-channel tonight at 7.45. Cardiff, they play Fulham. In Gaelic games, Kerry are set to name their team tonight ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final against Dublin. Jack Barry is expected to come into the Kingdom's midfield, with Shane Enright possibly dropping to the bench. Dublin manager Jim Gavin must decide whether to bring experienced defensive duo Kane O'Sullivan and Philly McMahon back into his side. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, the Tyrone Championship gets underway this weekend. First up tonight is the Intermediate Championship. Owen Rua O'Neill's, they play Stewartstown Harps. That's at 6.45 in Healy Park in Oma. And after that, it's Eglish up against Errigal Kieran in the Senior Championship, due to get underway at 8.30. Elsewhere, the Donegal CCC have moved the starting times of all county league games this Saturday. The final round of fixtures will be brought forward by 15 minutes due to falling light. All reserve games will now commence at 5.15, and the starting time for the senior games will be 6.45. In hurling this weekend, the Donegal Senior Championship finals on the O'Donnell Park. 4 o'clock's a throw-in time. St Durin's there up against Setanta. Oisín Kelly and Mickey McCann will have full commentary from that game from the start time of 4 o'clock. Before that, at 2 o'clock, the junior final is taking place. Airua Ballyshannon, they play Cairn Donagh. And the All-Ireland Masters Championship semi-final takes place tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Sligo. Donegal there in action, they play Roscommon. Well, in cricket, this is the North West Premier League action, final weekend of the season. Weather permitting, of course. Eamon McLaughlin reports.
It's officially the final week of the North West cricket season, although that may have to be extended for another week. Our featured game tomorrow is the bottom side Strabane Entertaining League Champions Brigade. Strabane is a must-win situation for them. If they don't win this one, they will be relegated. Other interesting games tomorrow at the bottom of the table, Coleraine, they travel to Eglinton. Ballyspan and Glendermot, that's another big game on the bottom of the table, while Brady welcome Dunamana. One word of for Ardmore on Sunday. Ardmore involved in the National Cup final in Balrothery in North Dublin, where they take on Railway Union. So all the best wishes of the North West Cricket Fraternity go to Ardmore and trying to bring that cup back to the North West.
Eamon McLaughlin reporting. In rugby, the new local season gets underway this weekend. In Ulster Rugby Premiership 2, City of Derry, they're in action against Armagh. Oma, they play Dungannon. And in Championship 2, Larne, they play Limavady. In rowing, two more Irish boats have secured qualification for next summer's Olympic Games. Sunita Puspuri won her semi-final of the women's single sculls at the World Championships in Linz today, while the men's pair of Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne also won their semi-final to book a berth in Tokyo. And para rower Katie O'Brien landed a bronze medal in the women's single sculls. In boxing, Amy Broadhurst must content herself with a bronze at the European Elite Women's Championships in Madrid. The Louth middleweight lost to Finland's Mira Potkinen by unanimous decision. And Aoife O'Rourke's in semi-final action later, with the Roscommon middleweight taking on Russian Anastasia Shamanova. Moving on to motorsport, and Ferrari, they topped both of today's practice sessions ahead of Formula One's Belgian Grand Prix. Sebastian Vettel was quickest in the morning, with teammate Charles Leclerc fastest in the afternoon. Lewis Hamilton was fourth for Mercedes. In golf, Rory McIlroy is now just one shot off the lead at the Omega European Masters as it reaches its halfway stage. The FedEx Cup winner is 10 under par playing the last hole. Gavin Green heads the field on 11 under par. But Patrick Harrington, Paul Dunn and Gavin Moynihan, they'll all miss the cut. Finally for this evening in tennis, Novak Djokovic continues his pursuit of a fourth US Open title. The top seed faces Dennis Kudel in the third round at Flushing Meadows. Roger Federer, he faces Britain's Dan Evans in the opening match at the Arthur Ashe Stadium this evening. But 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams, she takes on Karolina Muchova. Well, that's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport tomorrow from 2 to 6. For a moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Weather now. Today will be a wet day with persistent rain, highest temperatures of 17 or 18 degrees and 1 or 2 fresh southwest winds. There will be further rain tonight, heavy at times and possibly thundery with some spot flooding. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Donegal deputy is calling on the Minister for Agriculture to resume talks with farming organisations in a bid to resolve the ongoing dispute over beef prices. Deputy Charlie McConlogue says confidence in positive talks among farmers is low. The Donegal founder of the road safety organisation, Park, has welcomed an apparent U-turn from the Road Safety Authority regarding multiple learner permits. Earlier this week on the 9 till noon show, RSA CEO Maya Murdoch said they were not considering making it mandatory to take a test before a second learner permit would be issued. However, last night she indicated that is now their intention. Police are urging the public to be on the lookout for a Strabane man missing from his home in the town since Tuesday. Shane Kelly is described as 5'7" in height, tall and clean-shaven, and was last seen wearing a black leather jacket and dark clothing. And in response to the high levels of rainfall expected over the weekend, Donegal County Council has put prior warnings in place at 4 beaches for 5 days. The council says there is an increased risk of high E. coli levels. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Sheber Mahasa Colin Ferriter in Sheldon the Preeves Kelty. Tabur of Korahanuligan Grupa Grivihe, Sawal Ba Vala and Yasa, Gobel Klahanili Gaffa, Ibroches Nachro Ain, Koryuhan Fobli on Da. Darlo Gobel Shirnis Emnia, Fui Ko Mi Orana Agusata, Champolacht Nadarha Ba Vala and Yasa, Marlahar Furum Rakta, Oshri August Bralan, Ejraya Lin, Karen Ratches, the Kojanara Joe McHugh, Chak the Dala and Ul, Kokorshe Aragon, Chi, Wanchuri Cantor, Oscor and Ara Talviokta, Michael Creed, Ara Nach Roche Hin, Abelta Taku Lishenflan, Omluche Furum Schlegesk, Farshing, A Arbert, Egbalan Yasa, August. Maher Rorty, Ach at Anumniha, Mar Aher Special to Krivniha. Tasha Fogriha, Gowel Conru, Don Servish, Farantarakta, Ellen Aaron Ward, Bronta, Egron Nigeltak, Ta Er Railt, Namajinia Choranta, Choki and Conru, Ivaim, Rikade Lademi, Mamanohar, Agus Marhisha, a fight, Kuig Liana, Fuin Gonru Shah, Carter Servish, Farantarakta, Erfoil, Ejer Aaron Ward, Agus Alchon Coran, Aaron Ward here. Top and Pobl Gilliga Arashig Electric Picnic Dun Darn Ubli in the Jeg in Yea Kele Legulor MFT Cutter or Foil the Luckney Gilliga Eg Prive Ela and Tauri in Yearin August Lakoa Brut and Mask Groupie Gilliga and more Agriact Glor Nigel San Arav Taklar Lager Seamsiakta Carta Lekele Le Nask Nelife Ihe Jahinia Club Pobble G Ihe Haharn August Foilton Nigali Jadoni Le Diane Hannon August Megan Nick Rury a Mask Kultury Erin Arden Bay an Electric Picnic Ershul Ejur Jahinia Shaw August Jaluin and Kid Ladami Mananohar August Carter Tus Le an Ahur, Leclerc, Emachtí na Gaeilge de chud an Armana agus na Homi an Onad Alinne na Sruhaile an Homi de Cédine se thugann ag a leathanéocht seart le hithe ólais. Seolthar chláir na nimeachtaí Gaeilge don bhliain seo roin ag an imeacht seo de Cédine an céad le déag de mí mana nóchar a chur tús leis na rangana agus imeachtaí don séisir se thugann an Onad Alinne na Sruhaile. Sin mo chud se iligáil léir slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, August the 30th. The death has taken place of Theo Crossan, Cahir O'Doherty Avenue, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his main residence from tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 20 past 9, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock at Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Bumbleins, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Cahill McDade, Grove Road, Bridgend. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral on Sunday morning, leaving his home at 10:30, going to St Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11:15. Interment immediately afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Johnny O'Kane, 48, Kilmore Road, Drumquin. His remains will repose at his residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning with 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Patsy McGurr, 49, St Julian's Road, Oma, formerly of Drumquin and Strabane. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon to St Patrick's Church, Drumquin, for 3 o'clock at Requiem Mass. Interment in the adjoining cemetery. No flowers, please. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of George O'Brien, Cloughrow, Kilmacrenan. Funeral service in St Paul's Church, Remelton at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in Gortley Cemetery. House private, please. And the death has taken place of Margot Griffin, Nae McLaughlin, 7 Parkview Drive, Gortley, Letterkenny, and formerly of 43 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to St Columba's Church Cemetery, Massmount, Fannad. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time plays from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Flowers welcome, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member.